Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Zach Brittle. I'm here with Laura Heck. Oh man, we got a ton of emails, thank you, about the emotional bank account from a few weeks ago. And today we're going to revisit that topic, talk a little bit about currency and how you can take advantage of getting the best return on investment when it comes to investing in your relationship. So stick around. We're excited about it.
What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing. It's just a beautiful day. I think we have entered spring. It's official. I planted flowers in the beds, and I'm just crossing my fingers that it doesn't snow again here in Salt Lake because I spent actual money planting.
We're not really sure here in Seattle because it's almost like, what's that meme that's floating around? It's like, go home, winter, you're drunk.
It's felt like a bipolar season this year. It can't make up its mind.
The other one is like, winter leaves, and then it's like, it like busts back in the room and goes, and one more thing.
You always have to have the last word, don't you, Winter? Always. Oh, it's been really beautiful. And I'm looking forward to all the spring things that we do around here. And actually, it was Easter like last week or 2 weeks ago. How was your Easter?
My Easter was pretty quiet. We had our family over and we just kind of goofed off, played some games. We hosted, which we rarely do. Rebecca did a great job. She cooked all the food and made everything look beautiful. So it was nice.
Do you guys have any tradition? Because I right now, currently as we speak, I'm hosting a family reunion at my house, and I kicked them all out for the day because this is a big working day. They're all at Moab hiking around Arches National Park, and one of the things that I realized, and we sat around and talked about it, was I don't really have any Easter traditions. And I think part of that is because I grew up in the church and my mom was a pastor. And so Easter was really consumed with her preparing for the congregation. It was a big holiday. Yeah. As you know, like Christmas and
like
Easter, it's the Super Bowl. And that really left a lot of things personally, like at home, as far as rituals. I didn't know what to do other than what we would normally do, which is to just stress out and then do church. And so now with my own family, I don't know what to do on Easter. I don't have any traditions. What do you guys do?
We do the standard stuff. I mean, we have a basket for our kids. Then the Easter Bunny hides the basket. This year, both of my kids came into awareness, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
My younger daughter came into awareness. We had the talk on Easter. But you know, we're churchgoers. We go to church and we usually gather with some version of our family and Easter egg hunt. And it seems like a lot of our traditions are around food. Mm-hmm. It's like we eat this food on this day.
Right.
And we eat that food on that day. So Easter's a spiral ham and some asparagus and scalloped potatoes. So
yeah.
And again, Rebecca did a great job. So
yeah.
Kudos,
by the way,
kudos to Rebecca.
Costco has amazing scalloped potatoes.
We made ours from scratch.
Oh, well, I am not that type of human being. I choose not to spend 3 hours in the kitchen making scalloped potatoes.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
By the way, this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio brought to you by Costco.
Costco, yeah. Based out of Kirkland, Washington. Yeah. Yeah. Well, today I really wanted to talk about something that I've been going over with couples. If you're a couple I'm working with, you know that we've been working on this. I've really been working with couples on this idea that kind of goes back to an episode that we had talked about previously of the emotional bank account. And somebody brought up a really good point, which is when you have this emotional bank account, the goal is to put deposits in and to do it on a very regular basis, small deposits often, and to really try and minimize the amount of withdrawals, withdrawals or withdraws?
Yeah, withdrawals.
Withdrawals. Yes.
Yeah.
We talked about that. And And so we got a letter from a listener, and the listener was really brilliant and said, you know, what's really interesting is you have this emotional bank account. What about currency? And I just, like, it blew my mind thinking about the idea of currency and the different types of currency that we use to make deposits and withdrawals. And I started thinking about currency sort of in the context of the five love languages. Are you familiar with the five love languages, Zach? Do you use that in your practice?
I do, although I usually say something like, there's probably 500 love languages.
Right.
I don't limit it just to the five that Gary Chapman got famous off of.
Yeah, very famous. And the thing I like about it is it simplifies it, but you're right, it does kind of put it into a box. But I'm talking to a couple, and I usually start my sessions with a question. And I like to ask couples, what have you done this week to put deposits into the emotional bank account? And they know I'm going to ask it. And so they are thinking all week long, like, oh, I've got to put some deposits in. Laura's going to ask me what I've done.
Interesting.
And one gentleman started off by telling me, well, you know, this week I did the dishes and I did the laundry. And then he explained, I never used to do that. So that's a big change in the relationship. So it's an obvious deposit. And then he said, I spent all weekend building the chicken coop. And I was just like, wow, that's amazing. And he said, I was out there 8 hours, just building, working on this chicken coop. And I told his wife and I said, did you recognize that as a deposit in the emotional bank account? And she said, you know, that's interesting that you ask, because at the time he was out there 8 hours slaving over this chicken coop and I had all the kids and my duty was to basically entertain the children. And it was over the weekend when we normally spend time together as a family. And she said, I was actually thinking it was more like a withdrawal because he wasn't engaged with the family. And the way that my brain started to think about that was here he is using a currency of acts of service. He's building the chicken coop. That's one of Gary Chapman's, one of his five love languages. That's his currency. Uh-huh. She's thinking quality time. He is not spending quality time with me. And so she's chalking this up as a withdrawal. He's thinking this is a major deposit. And here we are using different currency and it's just not panning out. So I wanted to talk about that because I can see how this can be a major flub in relationships.
Yeah. You know, I had almost the exact same conversation with a couple just the other day because he's like, look, I do everything. I change diapers. I do dishes. I make breakfast and I don't care. I never have a problem doing any of that stuff. And I don't understand why you don't appreciate it. And she's like, I just want you to listen to me,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it was like, he was like, but isn't this enough? Like, what about so-and-so's husband? He never listens to her. And she's like, I'm not married to so-and-so's husband. So it is, I mean, it is important to make sure that you're valuing the same thing, if only to get smarter. I don't really think about it in terms of currency, but I do think about it in terms of languages because, you know, I feel like maybe I've said this on the podcast before, but it bears repeating. If you fell in love with your husband or your wife and she spoke German and you spoke Mandarin, but you were in love.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You wouldn't be like, sorry, you got to learn Mandarin. Mm-hmm. You know, you would try to figure out like, how do I understand that language? Or how do I speak it a little better? Mm-hmm. Or how do we maybe learn Spanish together mm-hmm. or something, mm-hmm. you know, but I hear so often people are like, well, that's just not my thing. I don't do that. You know, I don't do words of affirmation or I don't do this. And I'm like, and I just feel like that would never fly if it was actual languages.
Right. Right.
So you got to figure out what
butters your partner's bread. You got to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell this story a lot too. And I feel like, again, maybe I've told this one, but it illustrates this exactly for me, which is a couple years ago on Valentine's Day, I was having dinner with Rebecca. It was a Sunday night. I hadn't seen her since Friday because I was working a conference and because I was working a conference, I just dressed up nicer than I typically am. So when she came into the restaurant, she said, "Hey, you look so cute, or you're adorable, or something." I don't remember, but she complimented my
appearance. You weren't wearing a hoodie, standard baggy hoodie.
No, yeah. No. And then a little bit later in the dinner, she said, "Oh, hey, by the way, thanks for cleaning off the roof before you left on Friday. I'm really glad it got done. Looks great. And I'm glad we don't have to wait another week in the rain to take care of that." And I knew immediately inside my body that her gratitude made me feel amazing. Her compliment felt good, but her gratitude felt great. It was almost the difference between like, here's a dollar and here's $20.
Right.
And it's not that I didn't appreciate the dollar, but I definitely appreciated the $20 way more. So she has learned how to thank me. She knows that the way to get me to do what she wants is to say thank you. And I think that's a learning piece for her. It's not her natural way of being. She's one of these people who doesn't want to thank you for things that you should do anyway. You know?
Yeah.
But she's gotten better because she knows that's how to speak my language. And so we've had to learn that. And I do think that there's a discovery process that starts, I think, with, like in my case, inside my body, I had this experience and I just let her know.
Right.
So part of it is being aware for yourself of what your currency is or what your language is.
You know, part of that, the whole like letting your partner know is we need to become very intentional about being vocal about things that we like. It's so easy for us to say, "Hey, you know what? I don't like that you leave the toilet seat up. I don't like it. I fall in." It's so easy to find things that we don't like, but it's more difficult to verbalize on a regular basis the things that we do like. And that's going to help train your partner to recognize the things that you appreciate, the things that make you feel good. And it's a part of the training process of just like, "You're speaking my language right now and I'm loving it." And I don't know. It's good stuff. You know, part of the thing that I have couples do is, and I'm part of a group, and I see that lots of couples, therapists do this for other couples as well, is I send them to 5lovelanguages.com and I just have them take the profile, because it's the first time they're even thinking about this concept of speaking the same love language or speaking your partner's love language or using the right currency when you're trying to put deposits in that emotional bank account. And it's a 10-minute quiz. But the thing that I like about it is that once you take that quiz and it identifies sort of the top languages that you feel loved and appreciated, you can send the results directly to your partner just by entering the email address. And I'm not trying to spam you. This episode's not brought to you by Gary Chapman's 5 Love Languages. But I think that it's really...
But yeah, we wish it was.
I think that it's a really phenomenal way to enter that conversation with your partner and be able to say, "You know, it's interesting that you scored so high on gifts. I haven't bought you a gift in 15 years." And they're like, "Well, that's kind of funny. Maybe that's why I haven't felt so loved."
I think it's great that people find new language to talk about the things that matter to them, because they might not even know. And I think if you are able to take the 5 Love Languages quiz, or just pay attention to your body, or have a therapist ask you, like, "Did that mean something to you?" I have this, you know, again, I have this guy who's like, "I take out the garbage all the time." And she's like, "I don't care if you take out the garbage, because I don't mind taking out the garbage." And then she's like, "But when you bring me a smoothie, that's big time. That's like sexy." And he's like, okay. So if I spend my time in the morning making a smoothie, then I'm in good shape. So it doesn't have to be this entire category of personality styles. It can be an actual just activity.
Yeah.
Different acts of service have different value too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or different kinds of words of affirmation. In my case, I'd rather you thank me than flatter me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I really appreciated the listener who had sent the idea in about he and his partner had figured it out long ago that they were using different currency and it just wasn't working out. And then finally they figured out how to use the same currency so that they could make the same amount of deposits and withdrawals. And we take your lead. So when you email us and you say, "Hey, what about this?" we'll talk about it. So get ready. If you're going to email info@4better.us, you better be ready for us to talk about you on air. And it would be interesting for you to send us some ideas as well. We're kind of entering a new season at 4better and with Marriage Therapy Radio. And it'd be nice to have some new ideas of what to talk about.
Weren't you going to talk about how you think your husband's super hot?
I do think my husband's. Yeah. Okay. So I just have this one thing that I want to ask if anybody else is going through this. I want to know if you're going through this or if you've ever gone through it. Do you ever just kind of wake up and you look at Rebecca and you just think, damn, she is so sexy. Like, it's so weird to me that I can go from just like, yes, I love and appreciate my husband. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden I look at him and for like 4 or 5 days, I am so into him. Like, wow, scored it big. Just really, really into, I can't figure out why, because you asked me this question, like, what do you equate the change to? I'm going to go ahead and go like hormones or something, but like my husband is fine.
Well, I almost never wake up and think that your husband is fine.
Well, you should. I'll start sending you text messages so you can see what I'm seeing.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I love Rebecca. I love her, every inch of her body. And I don't know if I have these like that same experience that you're describing, but yeah, she's amazing. And I think more than anything, I love the way that she just kind of shows up in our family and with me and our kids. And just, it's like, no matter what mood I'm in, I'll be like, hey, what's going on? And she's like, hi. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost the exact same experience, but it's inside. It's not, mm-hmm. it's from her inside. It's not necessarily from her outside. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think something's going on. There's something in the air. The cherry blossoms are blossoming in my heart and
maybe
all over the place.
Maybe you need to revisit your strategy of your sort of your one baby strategy.
I'm not going to revisit that, but I'll practice. I'll practice a lot with my husband. All right. Fun. We should wrap this up because this is just going nowhere fast.
Yeah. Thanks for your questions. Thanks for sending stuff into us. If you do have stuff that you want us to talk about, we'd love to do it. And this has been fun. Thanks. Thanks, Laura.
Yeah.
Bye.
Until next time. Hey, thanks so much for listening to episode 24 of Marriage Therapy Radio. We were talking specifically about the currency that you're using to make deposits into your emotional bank account. And if I was to leave you with one thing to focus on this week until next week, it would be to simply have the conversation with your partner about the type of currency that the two of you are using. You may find that you are simply using, one of you is using euros, the other one of you is using Bitcoin. And we just want to make sure that we're using the same currency so that you're able to recognize all the hard work that you're putting into your relationship. Most of all, I want to thank you so much for the time and the attention and the energy that you're putting into making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.